Same stuff we've been looking at. Which two means would we use to look at the simple effect of task difficulty for paper presentation? What two means? Come on, give it to me.
90 and 50.
The 90 was really strong. 50. Yes! Which two means tell us about the simple effect of task difficulty for computer? Which two tell us about the simple effect of task presentation for easy? Task presentation for hard? Are the marginal means up there? No. Good. Is there a simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks? Are 90 and 90 different? Is there a simple effect? Awesome. Is there a simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks? Is the simple effect of task presentation different for easy and hard tasks? Is none and some different? Yeah. I'll tell you when the tricky ones are coming, okay? Just go with what you think. So, same question. Is there an interaction of task presentation and task difficulty?
Yes.
All right. Is there a simple effect of task difficulty for paper? Which two means? Are 90 and 50 different?
Yes.
Is there a simple effect?
Yes.
Awesome. Is there a simple effect of task difficulty for computer? Is the simple effect of task difficulty for paper different than the simple effect of task difficulty for computer?
Yes.
In direction?
Yes.
In size?
Yes.
Is there an interaction?
Yes.
That's it. That is the mystery of interactions. There's nothing to it. You're comparing two things, both of which are simple. All right, let's keep going. There's exactly what you told me. Simple effect of task presentation, 0, 20, they're different. There's an interaction. The other set of simple effects, 20, 40, they're different. There's an interaction. How are we doing? Now, if I want to compare easy and hard, I need one marginal mean for everybody who had the easy condition, one marginal mean for everybody who had the hard condition. Are the marginal means different? Is there a main effect for task difficulty? Who does better? Who has the bigger number? Easy. Now, we just decided we had an interaction, which means we have to worry about whether this main effect is descriptive or misleading. Main effects are like giving advice. You're only going to make one statement. Is that statement a good statement, or does it need to be conditionalized? Can we just say easy tasks, people perform better with easy than hard tasks, or do we have to start explaining shit? So, the marginal means tell us that easy is better than hard. Do we get the same story when we compare easy and hard for computer? Do we get the same story when we compare easy and hard for paper? So could we just say people did better on easy tasks than hard tasks, or do we have some explaining to do? Is it descriptive or misleading? That's it. Your problem right now is confidence. You'll get it. There are pink things coming. All right, if I want to compare paper and computer, I need a score for everybody who got paper, a score for everybody who got computer. Are the marginal means for paper and computer different? Is there a main effect for task presentation? Which did better? Computer. Now, we have to ask ourselves, we have an interaction, can we just say computer's better than paper, or do we have some explaining to do? So we compare the marginal means with the corresponding simple effect, cell means. Does computer do better than paper for hard tasks? Does computer do better than paper for easy tasks? So is that main effect descriptive or potentially misleading? That's it. And that is the most, one of the most important things to get out of all of this factorial stuff, is the notion of a misleading main effect. That somebody says, oh, computer does better than paper. Not every time. Overall, main effect. But I only ran two versions, easy and hard. And one of them, it didn't work. Misleading main effects is the number one way to lie with statistics on the whole frickin' planet. You gotta watch for it, you gotta catch it, you gotta notice. All the same stuff, only now, instead of giving you a table, I'm going to give you a figure. This is a figure known as a line graph. You're going to see lots of these. One of the reasons that we do factorial designs in here is because all of the 200 and 300 level textbooks have graphs like this in them. Because interactions are the centerpiece of behavioral science. Our problem is we got three variables, two IVs and a DV, and we got to get them into a two-dimensional space. So here's our table, same means we had before. And so what we do is we're going to have two different lines. We put one variable on the x-axis, paper and computer. The other variable is represented with separate lines. So 90 for easy paper is a zero above paper at 90. 90 for easy computer is a zero above computer at 90. 50 for hard paper is an X above paper at 50. And 70 for computer is hard, is an X above computer at 70. Do you see these numbers in that graph? We're not going to do anything different. We're going to do exactly the same thing that we did before. We're going to look at simple effects and decide if we have an interaction. We're going to look at marginal means and decide if we have main effects and if they're descriptive or misleading. Nothing's different. Top line has two zeros, so it's all easy. It's comparing paper and computer. So the one at the top is the simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks. The X's is the simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks. How are we doing? One line for each simple effect. The top line is flat, which means there is no simple effect. The bottom line has a slope, which means there is a simple effect. Is the simple effect of zero different than the simple effect of 20? It sure is. And just like before, different simple effects mean an interaction. With exactly the same description that we had here, just a different color. Other set of simple effects. If I compare the X and the zero over paper, I'm comparing easy and hard for paper. And then over on this side, easy and hard for computer. Again, simple effect of task difficulty for paper. Simple effect of task difficulty for computer. This is a 40-point difference. This is a 20-point difference. 40 and 20 are different differences. We have an interaction. Now, the one thing that's a scooch of a pain in the ass in figures, is that figures are awesome for interactions. Because non-parallel lines is an interaction. Non-parallel lines are different differences. Works every time. You will occasionally run into presentations about interactions that characterize an interaction as a crossover. Sometimes. A crossover is absolutely going to be an interaction. But an interaction doesn't have to be a crossover. We haven't seen any crossovers, and we keep seeing interactions. So just don't use the crossover as the rule for an interaction. Use different differences. So while figures are awesome for interactions, because you just look for non-parallel lines, they're sort of annoying for main effects because the marginal means aren't actually there. You got to do a little work. So if we want to compare easy and hard, we need one average or one mean for everybody who had easy, and that's the green dot. The green dot is the average of the two zeros. And the bottom green dot is the average of the two x's. And the difference, the height difference between the two green dots is the main effect of easy versus hard. There is an easy versus hard difference, so there is a main effect of task difficulty. Now we check, is this descriptive for paper? Sure is. Is this descriptive for computer? Sure is. We have a descriptive main effect. If we want to look at the main effect of paper versus computer, the dot on the left is the average of easy and hard paper. The dot on the right is the average of easy and hard computer. So the dots are the main effect of task presentation. The dots are at different heights, so there is a main effect of task presentation. Is this effect of task presentation true for hard tasks? Sure is. Is it true for easy tasks? Sure isn't. So this main effect is misleading. You have to check if a main effect is descriptive or misleading for each main effect. They don't come together. One can be misleading, the other can be misleading, both can be misleading, neither can be misleading. You have to check them separately. All right, this is the part